gossip, and all things juicy. It's the AMPM Report.
Yes, and I mentioned, by the way, happy birthday, Morgan Freeman, 83.
Oh, I thought he was older than that.
God is 83.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, no, he's not God.
But he has played God on like seven occasions.
On TV.
Yes.
Well, I mentioned a celebrity that rarely speaks up about anything speaking up.
Okay.
Michael Jordan breaks his silence about George Floyd's death.
Let me just stop right here. I'm glad because that's the criticism, right? Michael Jordan doesn't speak out on issues of social justice, doesn't stand and rep the community like LeBron does. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I love that he did that.
And he had a long, statement. I'll make it brief. I'm deeply saddened, truly pained, and plain angry. I stand with those who are calling out the ingrained racism and violence towards people of color in our country. We have had enough. And he went on and on and on. So Michael's turned over a new leaf, and that's great. But I get it. I think he would say, I'm not playing basketball anymore. Now I'm being Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but I think that he could still remain silent, and I think we got to really, you know, give him his kudos, his props, what have you, because he doesn't have to say anything.
Yes.
And he's got enough money to be removed. Everybody in the world knows who Michael Jordan is. So for him to know that if this affects somebody, anybody that looks like him, he could also be affected. He's not in an ivory tower. So good for him.
That is true. And celebrities were getting involved. I mentioned here are a couple that actually use their talents to express their hurt, their anger. Let's start with LL Cool J. This is a bit of a rap he made off the dome.
After Chauvin killed George Floyd, we got next. Molotov cocktails, anarchy on the set. The rich took the loot, so now we loot. Feeling like a caged tiger that's whipped to do tricks. That's why I started fires and yelled and threw bricks. They tried to run me over and arrest me and tase pepper spray and engage with the kid. They ran up in the state house with them AKs quick. But let a nigga try and do that, white boy. Won't be no rubber bullets ricocheting off ribs, but the white supremacists go in the cops' faces spit.
Man, that's pretty powerful.
Let's not forget that LL is the truth from back in the day. You know what I mean? He's hosting this, he's doing that, but at the end of the day,
at his core,
he is bars.
Sean said bars. And then also Nick Cannon had a poem.
It's actually a video. Yeah.
I can't breathe. Again. Damn, I can't breathe. Our voices are being quarantined. COVID-19, 60s to 1619. Jamestown choked me, sold me. Shackles hold me tightly by my neck. And I can't breathe again. 2020 ain't no fucking vision on your tail-eye vision of why I'm living like a prejudged villain. CNN, Fox News commentating and debating why I can't fucking breathe again.
So the celebrities are using their pulpit and their talent.
And these are, I want you to understand, Nick Cannon is America's Got Talent, mass singer. He's got a lot to lose by really talking about what's going on.
And you see the world.
That's right, Mr. Nickelodeon.
And the world is reacting to this. I think, I'm surprised by it from the world, I guess.
It's a moment.
And it is definitely a moment. And we'll have more, more content about this. And again, you're always welcome to check in with us.
If you want to talk about it, call us 202-432-WHUR.
It's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark rolling commercial free right now on 96.3 WHUR.